Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 28th of March and you are listening to your daily podcast of World News with your host Ashwin. Good morning. On the 28th of March, Jaitley introduces GST bills in Lok Sabha. Maximum rate capped at 40%. Yes, GST is going live. Canada's ruling party plans to legalize pot next year. US-led airstrikes could prompt floods in Syria. Cyclone Debbie hits the northeast coast of Australia. India set a target of 106 to win the Border Gavaskar Trophy. An Andhra MP calls for banning liquor for poor across India. That's bizarre. We'll come to that. First piece on the news today is that Jaitley introduces GST bills in Lok Sabha and the maximum rate is capped at 40%. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley on Monday introduced four bills in the Lok Sabha providing for a maximum GST rate of 40%, an anti-profiteering authority and arrests for evading taxes. However, the actual rates would be a four-tier tax structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28% as approved earlier. The peak rate of 40% is only an enabling provision for financial emergencies. Government launches online film certification system. The Union Government on Monday launched eCine Praman, the online film certification system of the Central Board of Film Certification. This will actually make the process for films to obtain a certificate fully digital and will include QR codes to check fraudulent certificates. Venkaiah Naidu, our Information Broadcasting Minister, said, and I quote, "A highlight of online film certification is elimination of middlemen and of corruption." That's great. Things are going more digital now. Canada's ruling party plans to legalize pot next year. Yes, eyebrows up. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government is expected to announce legislation next month to make recreational marijuana legal on July 30th, 2018. Provinces will determine how it is distributed and sold. Actually, a few states in Canada already allow for legal use of marijuana. It's just that it's going to go legal all through the country. Next piece in the news is that US-led airstrikes could prompt floods in Syria. Raqqa is 40 kilometers downriver from a dam on the Euphrates that ISIS says is at risk of collapse because of US-led airstrikes in the region. The UN says that some of the damage was due to deliberate sabotage by ISIS. ISIS actually ordered civilians to evacuate the city, which it considers the capital of its self-styled caliphate. Cyclone Debbie hits the northeastern coast of Australia. It's expected to cross the coast of North Queensland as a Category 4 storm, packing winds of up to 260 km per hour, making landfall early on Tuesday. Around 25,000 people in northern Queensland have been told to evacuate. India set a target of 106 to win the Border Gavaskar Trophy. India ended day 3 of the Dharamshala test at 19 for no loss, needing a further 87 runs to clinch the Border Gavaskar Trophy. Ravindra Jadeja's 63, lower down the order, helped India to go past Australia's total of 300 earlier in the day. Umesh Yadav, Ravichandran Ashwin and Jadeja picked up 3 wickets each to help dismiss Australia for 137 in the second innings. Last piece in the news today is a little bizarre. Andhra MP calls for banning liquor for poor across India. Yes, there is no liquor for poor people in Andhra Pradesh is what the government or the MP is suggesting. Liquor should be banned across the country for poor people as its consumption was resulting in crimes. Oh, it's not only for Andhra Pradesh, but he says it should be banned across the country. Lok Sabha member K. Geetha of the YSR Congress suggested this, urging the centre to come out with a liquor policy. The Andhra Pradesh MP added that many states have resorted to banning liquor and allowing it only in 5-star hotels. I know Kerala has one. Gujarat is already dry. I'm not too sure what the other states are. But for now, that's all for the news today on the 28th of March, guys. Here's your host, Ashwin, signing off on another edition of News on the Go. And in the background, I'm leaving you with capsized by Friendship and Emily Warren. I will see you tomorrow, same time. Have a great day.
Rubble left from the moment that you left me. Oh my God.